Hey guys, it's Mia,
Kennedy,
and Shayla,
and Caitlin,
and welcome to episode 8 of our podcast. Woo! And this is our final podcast, y'all.
Y'all should have added the Disney Channel.
We have a special guest today. Can you introduce yourself?
Danielle.
Danielle, what?
We've had her before. She's a very amazing special guest. Okay, so let's get right onto the topic.
Yeah, let's get started. Get straight into it. So our first question is, how do you feel about the current Roe v. Wade issues going on right now?
Mia, you want to start?
Okay. The Republicans are taking over, y'all. And this is feeling very dystopian to me, and it's very scary because we're going way backwards. And it's just like, I don't feel like an old white man with an erectile dysfunction should tell me what to do with my beautiful body.
And it makes me even more mad because, okay, like, I'm religious, I guess I would say. I'm Christian, I think, like, by association, because my parents are, I guess. But people have to understand that not everybody is Christian, and having, like, being, like, abortion is bad based off the Bible is so unfair, because, like, why are you putting
church and state?
Yeah, why are you putting laws on someone else's body if they don't... And like I was saying, I don't think it's fair for someone to impose their religious beliefs onto someone else that causes, an immediate action, you know, like... If a woman isn't Christian, why should she have to live by Christian Bible principles and not have control of her body, you know?
And that's the thing, like, you see how they treat Muslims and Jews in America. Let them pray in public, oh my goodness, blah, blah, blah. And they're not even, like, telling anybody to pray with them. But Christians were literally, you saw that video of the Christians on the plane singing songs. None of them got kicked off. But let a Muslim do that.
They're let them recite the
on
Quran.
The
f-
no
let
flight.
Them recite the Quran and then they're done.
They're done.
It's so, and then people try to say that, like, Christianity is, like, we're being, like, persecuted. It's like, no, this country was based upon that. And it's so...
Still.
Anyways, Candy, what do you think?
I feel like my body's getting policed. And it's not fair.
That's what I did last time.
Okay, Shayla, how do you feel about this issue?
I think it's weird.
Did you elaborate on that?
I just feel like nobody should have an opinion on what you do with your body, because, like, I don't care what nobody do. Like, people be having a bunch of ugly tattoos and piercings, and I can mind my business. Why do you care about what somebody's doing with their body? Like, it's not honestly, your business. Yeah. Just mind your business.
Danielle, how do you feel?
I feel like I can't ever have sex again.
It's scary. Like,
I'm going to be a virgin forever.
Well, because it's not only, like, they took out every single clause. Like, that means incestual rape. That means just rape in general. Children. Like, why is a 12-year-old, like, a child should not be having children, you know? Like, an 11-year-old girl who gets raped should not be having a child. But now she's forced to. And it's just not fair, you know? Okay. Sorry, Danny, continue.
Okay. And on top of that, everyone's going to run around having HIV. And crabs and STDs because they're gonna ban condoms, and they already banned Plan B's in some states in the United States, and they're trying to do wide, like, for the whole nation, a ban on abortion, which means they're basically legalizing rape at this point, because there's people who actually get raped at a young age and they're gonna be forced to have kids when they're like 11, 12, 13. Like, I don't think that's correct.
Yeah, and it's just like, it's not preventing abortions, it's just preventing safe ones. You know, like, a girl's gonna get an abortion. If she wants to get rid of the baby that bad, she's gonna get rid of the baby, you know?
She might even kill herself.
The baby, in quotation marks, because that's a whole fetus, that's not a child, right?
It's not even a baby.
Right?
I don't even know.
And then they always say, if it's not living, how is it growing?
A cell can grow. A cell can grow and it feels nothing. Like,
it's like, y'all kill ants and insects. Y'all literally shoot deers.
Y'all kill the coral reefs. Coral reefs are technically living things,
literally.
But y'all wanna.
You know what it is, y'all? They just want a working class. After because they realize more and more women are getting abortions. More and more women are understanding
choosing
their
life,
and they're not having kids.
And the thing is, like, white women and white powerful people will still be able to have abortions, but like anyone else isn't. You know, like. Abortion is still going to be available, but only to the select few, and it's not. It's a healthcare thing. It should be available to everyone, you know?
Literally. And you know, like, sorry, one more thing. It's like, rapists are the ones who are allowed to sue you for having an abortion.
Yeah, I heard about that.
And they can sue who gave you abortion. It's like, people are still gonna find a way to have an abortion, no matter what. They're just not gonna have it publicly.
Yeah.
Tell me how. And it's just gonna be insane. Getting their bags up while the girl has to have the baby.
And destroy her life.
Like, okay, this might be TMI, but when I got, like, you know, R-worded, if I had gotten pregnant, I literally would have killed myself. Like, genuinely, I would have, like, unalived myself. And it's just not fair to those poor girls who don't have that option, you know? Yeah. Like, having to live, like, some girls can live with, like, having a child of their, like, of their abuser, and, you know, that's their choice, obviously. But most girls can't. And that's okay, you know? But they should be able to have that choice, is what
exactly.
I think.
Exactly.
Okay, on to the next question.
Oh.
On to the next.
What is your stance on abortion, and would you ever get one?
Yes.
Yeah. What's your stance, Shayla?
If I have a baby and I don't want it, goodbye. Bye. I'm sorry.
Kennedy?
Sorry, y'all, but I wouldn't get one. Sorry.
You wouldn't?
Why are you saying sorry?
That's okay.
That's your choice.
Like, I wouldn't.
That's okay. That's the whole point of pro-choice. We're not forcing anyone to have an abortion. We're saying just
open my cage with a vacuum. I'm sorry,
that's the whole
y'all.
Point of it. It's your choice.
Yeah, like you can have you can have that child. You can continue to like with
or
your
if
pregnancy.
I want it.
Yeah. Right, but like,
don't want that. I'm not getting it.
Exactly, like that's the thing. We're not like pro-abortion. It's not like we're trying to force women.
Pro-life is a pro-birth. They're not pro-life.
But then they leave the women and the children.
That's what I'm saying. If they actually cared about, because suicide is like the biggest cause of death in America, probably one of the biggest. And you would think they would probably put all their government spending towards mental health things. Or
to help towards young
poverty,
mothers.
Yeah, these poor mothers, these poor kids. You think that they would help? And it's like their rebuttal's always, oh, put it up for adoption.
Oh my God,
the let's talk about the foster care system.
The foster care system is horrible.
Foster care system, discuss.
I was watching this video on TikTok of this girl who she was foster cared, and she was going up to the, you know how there'd be like pro-lifers outside of the. Pro-lifers outside of the clinics or whatever.
Yeah,
she went to them and she was arguing with them. She was saying how she got like abused while she was in foster care, and nobody even like wanted to adopt her because people want to adopt babies. They don't want to adopt little 9-year-olds or 10-year-olds who need help, who actually need the help and are getting abused. And she was all like, nobody was there for me. I had to sign myself out when I turned 18. So,
yeah, like, everyone's argument is, put it up for adoption, put it up for adoption. Okay, then help the foster care system.
And also, like...
Okay, so fund it, maybe.
Do you
better.
Know how hard it is to find someone to adopt a kid that
you
you're
can't just drop
with?
It. I feel like people have such a misconception. You can't just drop it off at a door and call it a day, like...
Oh, drop it off at the fire station. Why would... Like, my thing is...
You
would
have dropped it down there, wouldn't you? If you, like... Because, you know...
You can actually do that.
That's what they say to do.
You drop it off at the fire station?
Yeah,
yes,
and they
yes.
take it. To, you can't do that. That's actually
what about those
thing.
People that will, you know, like their prom night, they have like the baby and throw it in the garbage. Those people can do that.
Yeah,
people
can
do that too.
What?
People throw their babies in the garbage
or
a lot
flush
of
them down the toilet.
Yeah, flush them
that's
down
what
the
happens,
toilet.
And that's what happens when me get. That's what's gonna happen more when it means getting rid of safe abortions. People
throw them in the river.
Whether they have that or not, they don't want that child. Yeah, they don't want that child, and they're gonna get rid of it.
So funny, I'm sorry.
And they're gonna get rid of
abortion.
Yes.
There's like a time that this is back in Kenya, but there's a dude and he was like, we found a fetus by side.
Yeah, because people are gonna get rid of it if they
found like
a woman
fetus
didn't want it.
By the riverside, like by the river. And I was like, and it like it was a fetus, like it wasn't a baby, and it was like, I don't know how they gave birth
little
to a
nug.
Fetus. Yes,
it's just an
little nugget.
You probably
fell
out when she was using the restroom.
That's an induced
not
abortion. That's what
happens.
Happens.
Yeah.
Induced abortion. That's what it is.
It's kind of miscarriage, baby.
Well, there's also induced abortion. That's
yeah,
you, like,
there's also
force
like,
yourself.
I think
to...
she did an induced abortion.
That's when you like force it, and it's not safe. It can kill the mom sometimes. Most of the times, that happens.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
How will Roe v. Wade affect us and our future? We know.
We won't have sex. We'll just be virgins forever.
I think the amount of homosexuality will go up.
From STDs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
STDs will go up. Homosexuality will go up.
There'll probably be a baby boom too.
baby boom will go up.
Oh, yeah.
Say
I think that they are trying to promote not having sex before marriage.
Oh,
because,
that's a horrible way
of promoting. A lot of people are promoting safe sex. Sex. So, and more than likely, if you have sex before you get married, chances are you will be pregnant. So they doing that so they can be like, okay, if you don't want this baby, okay, you don't need to have sex until you get married.
Okay, but what about the rape?
Sex is going to happen regardless.
Exactly. And they're not like...
But that's what the government does. They force stuff on you. Mm-hmm. That's what they force stuff on you. So I think that's what, to me, I think that's what they're trying to bring back.
I think they're trying to find a loophole,
but that's
to
not
bring
fair
back a
because
working
that's
class
based on Christian principles and their Christian religious principles and not having sex before marriage. And mm-hmm. no one and not everyone in this country is Christian, so why base like laws upon Christian beliefs? If Kennedy isn't Christian, why should she have to follow Christian law based?
She has to because she lives in America.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. When she should be free to not have
American
to exercise.
That's what I'm saying.
That's an example.
Jeez.
Yeah, I'm sorry, that was an example. No, I just don't think it's fair for other women who aren't of the same like religion to have to follow rules that affect them like really strongly. Shayla, what do you think? Again, like,
about having an abortion?
Like, how will it affect us in the future? Like,
It makes me just feel like I don't want to have sex.
It makes me feel unsafe.
Yeah, I feel scared because like, what if I make a mistake or what if something happens to me? Then I have to live with that for the rest of my life. And then I'll have a miserable life. Because the thing is, even when you don't want the baby, if you give it up, you're going to think about it every single day and it's going to make you miserable. So, like,
I feel like.
And it just, like, it makes me feel scared because not only are they banning, like, any way to have, like, safe, protected sex, they're also banning, like, my fail-safe. Like, it just makes it scary, you know? Because, like, a lot of women die over this. Because they don't have that choice. Like, you see third world countries and how you see third world countries and how they're affected. You know how women are affected in these third world countries when those rights are taken away.
Literally.
And it's like, that's going to be us. And you see all those death rates and all those suicide rates and all that.
I know what I was going to say. I was going to say, I feel like I feel more guilty if I had a child and gave it up for adoption than if I had an abortion.
Yeah, I would feel obligated to keep it.
Yeah, like, I feel like that's what gets me mad when people say, oh, just give it up for abortion. Oh, just give it up for adoption. The whole point
give
is...
Give it up for
abortion. Give it up for abortion.
Give it up. But give it up for adoption. It literally, the whole point is I do not want to go through a pregnancy. I don't know if y'all know, but especially black women and, okay, there's women of color, then there's black women. We're at the bottom, of course, and we're the most likely to die during childbirth. And then there's also the infant mortality stuff going on. Like, we get raped, blah, blah. And then, like, why are black women always the main ones to get abortions?
We're always the ones getting sex trafficked.
We're the ones getting raped. We're the most poor.
And sometimes, like, if you have a child, you can die. So some people need that abortion.
And not, it's medical. Like, you know, like, sometimes the child won't live past, like, a couple hours. And I wouldn't want to do that. Like, if I have my child and I want this child and I tried for the child and now... the doctors tell me that kid won't live more than like three hours and like I'm gonna have an abortion because that's not okay. Or when it's unsafe for the mother and it could like literally kill them to give birth. Like all these, there's so many factors. And even if you had sex just because you wanted to and something happened, that's still not your fault and you still should have that choice, you know?
Yeah, I had a teacher like in the seventh grade and he used to like say like, oh, my family, they're like against abortion. Like, because my friend had a baby with his wife and the baby couldn't live and only lived for 3 hours and they had to hold it for the 3 hours. I'm like, that's sad, no, but like, that's okay. Not someone else's problem that happened. Like, you can't project.
That's something that makes me mad. Oh my God, I can't believe she had an abortion. I've been having to have kids for 5 years.
That's not my problem, first of
literally,
all.
That
and
has
people
to do with
tend
this.
To forget an abortion isn't a fun little, like, cute little process you do. No, for a lot of women, it's traumatic.
Literally. And you know that abortion, and they make it look like, oh, it's so simple. Like, I don't feel like having a baby. It's like I feel like that's one of the hardest decisions to, like, happen to a woman. like that. Like, it's a hard decision.
Yeah.
Because obviously, yeah, maybe you want a baby. But it's like, you have to
put
yourself
first.
But
no, let's be honest. Like, put yourself right now. If you had a baby right now, like, realistically, I would probably unalive myself. Like, realistically, and I'm being
find a way not to have that baby.
I'm being completely honest and completely transparent. If I got pregnant right now, I would probably end my life.
I'd have a family.
Because I can't even take care of myself. How am I going to take care of a child?
Exactly.
Like, I'm not emotionally ready, financially ready, nothing at all. Like,
if I had a child, it would ruin my entire future, like, career. Because, like, my cousin did that. Like, she was trying to go to the Air Force. I don't know if it was the Air Force. She was trying to go to the military. She had a baby. And they do this thing where, like, if you can't find a person to watch your kid, I don't know what
this. You can't go.
Yeah, you can't. So, like, they were telling me that they were, like, telling me if you get married, you get more money. So, like, cool and all, but like if you have a kid, if you can't find like somewhere for your kid to go, then you can't like.
And like realize. A lot of teen moms can do it. Like they can continue going to school, and they can, and that's good for them.
But most of them have their partner with them still. Some
or they have supportive
that.
Family, but not
yeah,
everyone.
But not,
that's so
do you know
rare.
How many girls get kicked out because they got pregnant?
Yeah,
and then they
so
live on
rare.
The streets. Like that's so bad.
It's so rare to find a supportive family.
And it's just, and then a lot of pregnant women are on the street, especially teenagers of color.
And that's the thing, it's glamorized so much in our generation especially, that everybody thinks they can do it and get away with it. Then life hits, and like, wait, my family
I mean,
is not cool.
Promoting, educating about safe sex isn't a bad thing. Like, I think that's actually a positive thing to educate about safe sex, because you know, it's something we need. Especially like, because a lot of people still don't know like how to have safe sex, and it's really like bewildering, because like how do you not know? You know, they don't teach it, and I think teaching it is smart to do, but now they're taking away like even contraceptives. My bang? Oh, my bad.
Sex.
Well, they already are about that. Say it again, sorry.
My sex ed class.
I said soon the sex ed classes are going to be like, you can't have sex because they banned all the contraceptives.
Well, a lot of them are like that. They just say, don't have sex. That's it. That's the entire
class.
They'd
be like, don't have sex,
don't
have sex.
I think the proper way is to.
What if you fall in love and get caught up?
Abortion is bad, don't have sex. That was literally.
But what if you fall in love and get caught up? What if you fall in love and get caught up when you just get caught up?
And they're like, if you get, if you have a baby, they're like, have the baby if you get pregnant and you have to get married to the man.
I don't know what class y'all are in, but
that's somebody's decision. If they want to have an abortion, that's what they want to do. That's none of my business at the end of the day.
And I just think there should be a safe option, because it's going to keep happening, like whether
like
literally think about it or not. It's going to keep happening. It's just going to be more.
They're going to kill
that
themselves.
That is what happens.
You can't
they're
get rid
like,
of one
they
when
do
you
horrendous
find
things.
Another.
Yeah. This, I knew this one girl. I knew this one girl who gave herself an abortion.
Throw themselves down the freaking stairs.
I knew this one girl who gave herself an abortion, and she butchered her body so bad that she basically took out a good chunk of her uterus, and she can't have children ever again. And she ruined a lot of her like body system because she tried to have like a self-induced abortion. And it's like, that's
going to
keep happening. And a lot of people
they're
die
going
from
to
that.
Kill
so,
people.
Yeah. And it's all men making those decisions for us. It's all men.
What if there's like a YouTube tutorial of how to give yourself an abortion?
I know there's tutorials.
I remember this girl, like she tried to drink nail polish remover to
dude,
have
if you eat, there's like so many ways and they're so available on the internet that are not good for your body. So yeah, I just think it's not beneficial for anyone.
Honestly,
and it's all men making these decisions.
And they're dumb because it's not gonna be beneficial to them either. No,
that's just
gonna
make more deaths because now you're gonna kill yourself and your child,
yeah,
or the fetus, whatever it is.
And it's just, it just makes me mad because, like, when you see the Supreme Court, it's a bunch of old white crusty men,
right? Like,
I
it's
think
not your
women should be empowered.
They always say women are too soft for these things, but I'm like, it seems like
y'all started all the wars, though.
You don't even have what you need to have a baby. Why are you commenting about this? You know?
Because if
business,
one of their kids
man.
Or something happened to one of their kids and they were in that situation and it was with a Tyrone because half of them are racist, they would not want that child around and they would hate that child and treat that child terribly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, where you get that food from? But it's just like,
what? So yeah, those are just our thoughts on our current issues because they're affecting us right now and it's happening to us right now. Like, you know, it's affecting us at this moment. It's not going to be in the past. So yeah, this was
fun. This was episode 8, guys. It's been real. It's been nice. But thank you, Kennedy,
Caitlin,
Sheila, and Danielle,
and
myself,
and
Mia, the
Queen.
Signing off.
Bye.
Forever. Oh my God. Bye.